Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb. Good morning. It's certainly good to be in the number one more time. We just thank God for another day, and we just thank him for the rain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everything's all pretty and green. It's a little wet, but it's all beautiful and green, and we just thank God for his blessings from above, because everything was a little dry for a while, and it's easy to start fires and everything else, but everything is so green and beautiful right now, and we just thank God for the rain. I mean, I don't care how much you irrigate. I used to be a farmer, and I don't care how much you irrigate. It's nothing compared to just one rain and those blessings from above. Everything just glows, and it's just so fresh and crisp and beautiful. And there's nothing we can do without God's blessing on our lives. And we just thank God this morning for the Holy Spirit moving in our lives, moving in this place. And if you don't know him this morning, you need to get to know him. You need to get a relationship. First, you need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because time is winding up and you don't need to be left behind. You need to be on this ship that's going to heaven. And you need to be on board with us. And it's a great ride. I promise you, the journey is so great with the Holy Ghost. I mean, when we was in the world, we used to party. I mean, we party all night long. We had after parties. But I come to tell you this morning, ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. And we have a good time in the Lord. And I promise you, if you just taste and see how good the Lord is, he is a good God. He's a blessing in all of our lives. When we receive him, we become new creatures, huh? We have a different outlook on things, and everything feels different. It's just good to be alive when you're born again. Amen. Amen. You need to be born again this morning. If you're feeling stale and droggy and tired, you need to be re-energized, regenerated, huh? By the Holy Ghost. You need to be born again of the Spirit. You were born in the flesh, huh? You were born in the flesh, shaped in iniquity. But guess what? You can be born again this morning. And don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till tomorrow. You can do it today. You can do it today. Don't wait, because the rest of the day is not promised to any of us. But it's just so good to be alive. I thank God. There's many folk, if we call on them right now, they wouldn't be able to answer us, because they're going on to either heaven or hell. Where will you spend eternity? Where will you spend eternity? Because this life is only temporary. But when we close our eyes, are we going to be present with the Lord, or are we going to be in a burning hell? That's the question you got to ask yourself this morning. And heaven is real, and hell is real. Don't let nobody fool you. And Jesus is the only way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way. So accept him this morning. If you don't know him, get a relationship. Receive him this morning. Quit missing out on the goodness of life. You're missing out. You're missing out. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Oh, Father, we come before you humbly this morning, Lord God. Oh, we come to receive a word from you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just come to say thank you this morning. We come with an attitude of gratitude, with a grateful heart, Lord God, because you've allowed us to be here another day. You've allowed our golden moments to roll on a little while longer, Lord God. Oh, Father, we ask that you just let your word go forth with power and simplicity over the airwaves, Lord God. Reach into every corner, every crease, every cupboard, Lord God, every home, every nook and cranny in the name of Jesus. Let your word permeate the hearts and the souls of your people on this morning. that it will fall on the fertile ground, Lord, the fertile soil, and germinate and come to life and bear much fruit. Lord, that they will tell somebody about you, Lord. They will be a witness, Lord God, that they will give their testimony of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you for being our God. We thank you that you're in control of everything. No matter what's going on around us, Lord God, we lay it at the altar this morning. Every situation, every circumstance, every trial, every tribulation, we lay it at your altar this morning, Lord God, and we give it to you, Lord God. It's too much for us to carry. Lord, the battle is not ours, but it's yours, Lord God. We lay it at your feet this morning at the altar. We come before your throne of grace this morning, seeking mercy, Lord God. Have mercy on us, Father. You're a good Father. Oh, we thank you right now for our elder brother, Jesus. Oh, we thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. We thank you that he didn't stay there, but he got up on the third day, and he's yet making intercession for us right now. We thank you for the shed blood on Calvary. We thank you for the sacrifice, the redeeming power when he got up. We thank you for the resurrection power that is flowing through us right now as born again believers. Lord God, have your way. Let your Holy Spirit speak to me, through me, and for me. Let them hear none of Richard, but all of you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we thank you right now for the backslider that will come saying, I yield. I yield. I'm coming back into the kingdom of God. We thank you right now for the ones that is lost, Lord God. They will come saying, I want to know this Jesus. I surrender all to you today. I want to have a relationship with you. We thank you, Lord, for saving them, pulling them out of a burning hell, Lord God. Oh, we bless you this morning, Father God, for pouring out your healing virtue on all those that are dealing with spirits of infirmity this morning. We curse spirits of infirmity to the root this morning, Lord God, and we say they are healed in Jesus' name. They are made whole and cured. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. The blood that was shed for every sickness, every disease, every infirmity. In the name of Jesus, we plead that blood over them right now, Father God. Let them be healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, we touch and agree right now that it is done in Jesus' name. Father, we bless you right now for touching and giving peace and comfort to the bereaved families on this morning, Lord God. Although there been many people are leaving here at an alarming rate, Lord Jesus. But Lord, we just thank you that those that will receive you, Lord Jesus, those that will receive you and join with you in heaven. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now for Jesus. We thank you right now for Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost, the resurrection power that lives in us, being born again believers. We can do nothing without the Holy Ghost. Oh, we thank you for the Holy Ghost this morning, Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Lord, we ask a special blessing on the radio station owners, Lord God, the technicians, the men and women who make it possible, Lord God, that your word go forth over the airwaves. Oh, bless them, Father God. Meet every need, Lord God. Give them provision for the vision right now in the name of strengthen them, Lord God. Build them up, Lord God. Continue to anoint them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, all the men and women of God that come on here, Father God, proclaiming your gospel, Lord God, singing for your glory, Lord God, preaching, teaching, and ministering, Lord God, bless them, strengthen them, continue to anoint them, Father God. Give them everything they need to continue this journey, Lord God. Make a way out of no way, Lord Jesus. We bless you and we magnify you because this is your word, Lord God, and you will make a way, Lord God. We thank you for your word, Lord God. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh. You provide for us, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Lord God. Thank you, Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Oh, we just thank you this morning, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, as we open up the book and we break the bread of life, Lord God. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And this morning we're looking at Romans 1 again. We're looking at Romans 1. There's so much meat on this bone. I had to walk all the way through it, all the way through this Romans 1. And this morning we're looking at verse 14 through verse 16. And it reads as thus. And I'm reading from the King James Version. Romans 1, verse 14 through 16. And it reads as thus, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. Amen. Paul is saying, I am a debtor. I am in debt. Paul views himself as a debtor to the whole world. He has been placed in debt by the love of Jesus Christ. The love that Jesus showed us when he stretched wide and was hung high on that cross and he bled. He was pierced in his side. He was whipped before he got there. He was mocked. He went through hell right here on earth for us. Not that he did anything wrong, but for us, that he could redeem us back, that he could buy us back, huh? The sin debt that we could not pay for ourselves. We were on our way to a burning hell, but Jesus come, huh? Jesus come in the form of a baby, huh? Through the womb of a virgin named Mary. And he lived and he ministered and he died. He was buried and he was raised on the third day for our sins. For our sins. He hadn't done anything wrong. He came down and became poor that we might be rich. He humbled himself to no reputation. Huh? He laid his deity down. He was 100% God and 100% man at the same time. What an awesome God. What an awesome God. He's the Son and the Father and the Holy Ghost all in one. My Lord, Jesus. Jesus, he said, I am a debtor. I am a debtor for the love of Jesus Christ that is in me. That is that agape love. That's not no eros or no philos love, huh? That's not those. This right here is an unconditional love. This is a love that loves in spite of, not looking for nothing in return. This is a love that gives even though you can't give nothing back. This is a love that loves you when you're cursing them, when you're hating on them, huh? This is a love when you're talking about you, you still love them anyway and you pray for them, huh? You pray that the Lord will save their souls, huh? This is an agape love. This love that the world can't understand, huh? This is a love that the world can't give you, so they definitely can't understand it. But this is only a love that you can get from God. This is the love that God had for us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy is thy name. Huh? Our Father loved us so much. John 3:16 tells us that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever receive him, huh, believe him, huh, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Because it's not his will that any should perish. He loved us that much. He loved the whole world. He don't love the sin, but he loved the sinner. Because he knows there's potential in you. But it's a choice you have to make. It's a choice you have to make. You can't nobody make that choice for you. You have to choose life. Huh? You have to choose Christ. Instead of the worldly system, instead of the devil, you have to choose to live instead of to die. Because the wages of sin is death. So if you continue in your sin, there will be a death and there will be eternal death because you will never, ever see heaven. You must come out of your sin. I know it feels good. It felt good to all of us when we were in it. But the end is death. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. You must receive Christ as your Lord and live for eternity. He is eternal life. This life is temporary. You're going to hear me say this over and over again till Jesus come. This is temporary. This is not forever. And when you close your eyes and go to sleep, that's not it. That's only the beginning. So where will you spend eternity? And if you get it wrong, eternity is a long time to be wrong. If you mess this up, if you mess this up, and not only you, but who's falling behind you? How many other folk, your children, your grandchildren, or your neighbors, or your friends, or who loved ones, who's falling behind you? Who's falling behind you that's going to make that same mistake, that's going to go off that cliff to a burning hell? Think about it. This is serious business, y'all, because the rest of the day ain't promised to none of us. The rest of this day, the rest of this morning ain't promised to none of us. We can leave here in a twinkling of an eye. But where will you spend eternity? Where will you spend eternity? And this is what Paul is saying to the Romans. Listen, I'm in debt because of the love that Christ showed me. Paul was persecuting the church, so he was persecuting Jesus. When folk persecute you and you're a born-again believer, you're an ambassador for Christ, you're a disciple, you're a follower of Christ, you're part of the kingdom, they're not just persecuting you, they're persecuting Jesus. They're persecuting, and that's what Jesus asked Paul, why are you persecuting me? You persecuting my church, my body, my bride. You persecuting me. Paul thought he was doing what's right, but he was wrong. His three left shoes. So we got to get this right. We got to get this right. And the only way you're going to know is the word. The word. This is Jesus, the word. You got to receive him. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Be born again of the Spirit, and get in this word. Get into prayer. Start talking to the Lord. Get in you a Bible teaching church or a small group that's teaching and preaching the word of God. Ask the Lord to fill you with his Holy Spirit, to come into your heart. Ask him to teach you all things. The Holy Spirit will teach you. It will give you discernment. It will open the word up to you and feed your understanding and give you wisdom and knowledge in his word of who he is, because this is Jesus. Jesus is the word. Paul say, I am a debtor. I am in debt to the whole world to share the love of Christ, the love that he showed me, to share that love with the world. Paul wants to share it because Christ shared it with him when he knocked him off his beast and gave him a commission. He gave him a commission. He put him on a mission to go and preach to the Gentiles, to lead them to Christ, to get them saved. That was his mission. So he showed him love. He didn't let him stay in the state he was in and go to a burning hell. He showed him love and sent him on a mission. And gave him marching orders. So Paul said, I'm in debt. I'm in debt to the whole world. I got to tell the whole world about this love that Jesus had, the gospel. I got to tell them the truth. Because when you love folk, you tell them the truth, even though if they don't want to hear it. They might not want to hear it, but you tell them the truth. The truth hurts sometimes. Because they got their own ideas and their own plans. But if you love them, you would tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. And Paul said, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. In other words, to the Jew and the Greek, to the saved and the unsaved, to the uncivilized and the civilized, those that believe and those that don't believe. I got to tell you, I'm in debt to you. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Jesus saves. He's the only way. Accept him today. This is what Paul was telling them. Look, I love Jesus. Jesus loved me. with an agape love, unconditional love. He first loved me before I loved myself. So I love you, and I don't know you, but I love you. And I got to tell you the truth. And this gospel is the truth. I know we have fact, but this is the truth. This is the truth about the matter. The fact that my body might be racking with pain, but the truth is Jesus heals. I'm hurting. I'm sick. But all them stripes on his back, them 39 stripes on his back, covered all of my sicknesses, huh? All of my sins. It covered everything, every sickness there is. It's already covered. Because the Bible says that he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Isaiah 53:5. And with his stripes, we are healed. That's past tense. It's already done. He's already paid it. That's why he said it is finished. All you have to do is receive it. Receive it and accept it. Received it and accept it, huh? Paul says, so as much as I, as in me, it's in me. The Holy Spirit is in me. God is in me. Jesus is living on the inside of me. As much as it is in me, huh? I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. I'm indebted to the whole world. But I'm ready. I'm ready to preach to you. I'm filled till my cup is running over. I can't wait to tell you about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for me. Yeah, I've been persecuted. I've gone through some stuff, but I can't wait to get to you and tell you what the Lord has done for me. I'm on my way to drop off this money right now to these folk in need, huh? But I'm trying to get to you. I'm trying to get to you. I can't wait to preach to you. I can't wait to share the gospel with you. Huh? I know you have great faith because they're talking about it all over the world. But I can't wait to preach to you. The whole world. He's talking about the whole world. I can't wait. Even y'all that's in Rome, I can't wait to get there and preach to you, to share the good news of the gospel. Huh? The death, the burial, and the resurrection. I can't wait to tell you. Jesus saves, no matter what's going on around you. Jesus saves. He's our salvation. He's our help. He's our healer. Huh? He's a strong tower. The righteous run in it, and they are safe. Huh? Just his name alone is a safety. Huh? We have authority in that name. That name that is above every name. Huh? He is the way. Jesus. That name is our answer. Jesus. He saved us. He heals us. He provides for us. He's prepared a place for us to be with him when we leave this place. Jesus is our all in all. He's our everything. He's our everything. Paul said, I'm ready. I'm ready to preach to you. I'm ready. I'm ready to tell the whole world about the love of Christ, about what he did for us, the price he paid for us. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I can't be ashamed. I can't be ashamed of the gospel. He could have been ashamed. He could have been ashamed of the gospel. Because of who he was. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees and his position. But he said that don't mean nothing. Huh? All of my education, all of my degrees, it's nothing. Save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Huh? All that right there out the door. Save Jesus and him. I can't be ashamed of him because he saved me. He saved me when I was on my way to a burning hell, huh? When my body was racking with pain, he saved me. He healed me. when I was doing everything I was big enough to do in the world, he reached out and pulled me in and kept me from going down a path of no return. Huh? He saved me. He kept me from losing my mind when the enemy was attacking on every end. Huh? The enemy, well, I lost everything, but I still had Jesus. He's my all in all. If you lose everything, if you've lost everything and you still have Jesus, I know because I've lost everything and I still had Jesus. And he restored the years that the cankerworm and the palmer worm and the locust and the caterpillar had eaten up. He restored it. And he's yet restoring. He's able. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power. It is the power of God. The power of God. The same power that raised Christ from the dead. The same power that fell on them at Pentecost in the upper room, them 120 on one accord. The same power that allowed them to go out and preach and teach and heal and deliver and set free. The same power that Paul was able to use to raise the man back to life, to raise him back to life, huh? To call him back from the dead and pray his spirit back into him when he fell out the window when Paul was preaching for so long, the man fell and died. The same power that raised that man up, the same power that raised Jairus' daughter, the same power that raised the woman's son when Jesus just touched on the coffin, the same power that caused Lazarus from the dead, the same power, the power of God. The gospel is the power. It's the power of God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that power that lives in us because we're born again. We're born again. It is the power of God unto salvation. It saves our soul, huh? The gospel is able to save. The engrafted word is able to save man's soul, huh? To everyone that believes. All that you got to do is believe. Believe him and receive him on this morning. Believe him and receive him. It is the power of God unto salvation. The word. Don't let nobody fool you. Jesus is the only way. His word is the truth. And you need the word. You need Jesus. Receive him today. Huh? Keep the faith. Love on him. You have the power if you're born again. Until next time, we love you. We're praying for you. God bless you and keep you. Amen. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving. Third, heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust the man on time.